what do you do in your mornings?
So it started out, the most recent evolution of it started out when I first moved here. I'd wake up, actually a little bit early, around 4 o'clock, and I'd look at the clock and say to myself, you know, what can I do for the next hour while Home Depot is opening up? Because I would just go to Home Depot and get seeds to, you know, plant a little garden and just find things to make a harmonious environment. Because I find that that's what works really well for me, is when, you know, everything has its place. And, you know, things do get out of place, but if you put that pin in it and say, I'm going to come back and make sure that some order is bought here, that's enough. But just knowing that everything has this sort of energy and movement that, you know, aligns with creating that higher energy state for, you know, creativity and also focus, then that's, so it started out as that. So I'd wake up, and when I first got back from the Amazon, I would wake up in the morning and I'd have some basil infused water by the bed, and I'd pour myself a glass of water and then go out on my deck and turn on the deck light and, you know, read some philosophy book or read the Bible. And one of the first books that I read was Seneca, Letters to a Stoic Philosopher. You know, then I'd read chapters in the Bible. So I'd be like, all right, if I'm gonna read the Bible, I'll read 2 chapters, you know, in the morning. So after it was, that's actually evolved into meditation now. But it's the same sort of, you know, contemplative process of you're starting your day off with something that's going to give you some sort of tangible, emotional, spiritual, psychological focus. And it doesn't really matter what it is, but it's just one of those, this is, you know, you're setting your day. And then after that, I usually make up my bed. I think I saw in a TED Talk or read somewhere that how you make up your bed will set the tone for your day. So I pay attention to making up my bed.
That's good.
And then I'll usually go downstairs, make a cup of coffee, watch Vice News, and then, you know, the CNN clips on Apple TV. And while I'm doing that, I'll start checking emails, make a smoothie, and, you know, then get to whatever projects that I've set for the day. And because most of my business is on the East Coast, usually 2:30 is like when the phone calls stop coming and the emails kind of die down. So, you know, I'll spend maybe the next 2 or 3 hours, you know, puttering around with, you know, different stuff that, you know, just admin stuff, or, you know, if there's any sort of things that I want to get started with other people so that it's ready for them the next day, that's what I'll do. But what I find is that it's not some 8 to 12 hour a day experience that I'm having right now, but maybe 5 to 6 now, maybe 4 to 6, just because those first couple of hours, you're setting the day up. So, you know, a lot of the things that I do now is more strategy, just because the machine is built, and until we're ready to really do a significant expansion, it's about optimizing and refining. And those are the kind of problems that you don't, it's not.
You can't stress it.